G'day, my name's Brad Allen. I'm the skipper of the Nalu in the Gulf of Carpentaria. So we're bottom trawl fishery, chasing prawns, banana prawns and tiger prawns. So we've got two big boards, bison boards. They spread the net on the bottom, and we trawl about 3 to 3.5 knots. And yeah, prawns are sitting on the bottom, and yeah, away we go.
And you scoop them up. It's a pretty indiscriminate process. There's a lot of non-target species that you catch. How can you go about, or how has the industry gone about minimising its bycatch?
Yeah, well, we've had for a long time before, we've had BRDs, turtle excluding devices. So a lot of the bigger sort of sharks, stingrays, turtles have all been getting shot out for a long time. But we're pretty successful in that. But when it comes to unwanted bycatch, which we don't really particularly want, it's a lot of extra hard work for the crew, and we don't want to catch it basically. So we need to try and filter it out of our nets so everything survives and we don't stress everything out.
How is this little contraption that you have here in your wheelhouse going to help you achieve that? Because it doesn't, if you don't mind me saying, doesn't look all that technical.
Yeah, there's not that much to it actually. Well, it sits way back into the cod end, a lot of where the prawns and the fish go way back into the cod end, and the ones that sort of can't swim very well will find they're attracted to the turbulence, and it's non-tidal. It's very easy for them to swim up and out of the net and get released back into the ocean without getting interfered with.
So it's just a little ramp for fish out of the net?
Basically, it's a ramp, yeah. Yeah, it's a simple sort of a setup, and we've still got a long way to go. We've got a lot more work to do on it, but I think we're on the right path to improve it to get our 30% target, hopefully.
And how can you encourage all the prawns that you want to be in the net to not take advantage of that ramp, Brad?
They're not completely trained yet, but we're working on it.
But that obviously is one of the trade-offs, that any kind of change or adaption that you make to this net, you don't want it to detract from the very reason that you're all out there, and that is to catch the prawns.
Catch prawns, that's exactly right. So we will, no matter what we do, we're still going to suffer some sort of prawn loss, but we want to try and minimise that as much as we can, like get it down into the maybe 1 or 2%, I think is a pretty good achievement. And I think, yeah, we're on the right path anyway. We've still got a lot of research to do, but we're working on it.